Is bounce rate or dwell time a ranking factor? Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. Let's dig into when bounce rate or dwell time might matter for your SEO program. First, let's talk about what bounce rate is. So in Google Analytics, bounce rate is when a visitor comes to your page and leaves without viewing any other page on your website or engaging with your page in any meaningful, tracked way. Avinash Kaushik, who I learned Google Analytics from, he's the digital marketing evangelist at Google, used to say, or still does, I believe, I came, I puked, I left, when he describes bounce rate. So what is the dwell rate? So dwell rate is the measurement of time for a searcher who clicked on a URL from your site that they found in search and dwelled on your site before returning to the search results. Those visitors which clicked on your site and immediately go back to search results are often called pogo sticking in the SEO community. Now, this idea of dwell rate was first mentioned by Dwayne Forrester, who was then the senior project manager at Bing. And he published a 2011 blog post on the Big Webmaster blog. And in that post, he said, I quote, "A minute or two is good as it can easily indicate the visitor consumed your content. Less than a couple of seconds can be viewed as a poor result. Your goal should be that when a visitor lands on your page, the content answers all of their needs, encouraging their next action to remain with you. If the content does not encourage them to remain with you, they will leave. The search engines can sense this by watching the dwell time." Now, Bing also calls out these factors directly in its Bing Webmaster Guidelines. So from the Webmaster Guidelines, it has a line that, about user engagement. Quote, "Bing also considers how users interact with search results. To determine user engagement, Bing asks questions like, did the users click through to search results for a given query? And if so, which results? Did the users spend time on those search results they clicked through to? Or did they quickly return to Bing? Did the user adjust or reformulate their query? Etc." Okay, so how about other search engines? How about Amazon? Amazon uses click-through rate in its organic listings. How about Apple's new search engine? It uses aggregate user engagement with search results. All right, let's go to Google. What about Google? So Google has, as we all know, 200 plus ranking factors that it uses in its search engine algorithm, along with machine learning. Google has repeatedly said that they don't use Google Analytics bounce rate in its rankings. The official statement from Google is that dwell time is also not being used as a ranking factor. But in 2017, the head of Google Brain, Nick Frost, mentioned this at a conference. Quote, "Google is now integrating machine learning into the process of figuring out what the relationship between search and the best page for that search is. So then the training models on when someone clicks on a page and stays on that page and when they go back or when they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on with that relationship." So then in 2018, Google says they don't use pogo sticking as a ranking factor. However, there is this Google research paper, which is called Learning to Rank with Selection Bias in Personalized Search. And that mentions how dirty a metric click-through rate or dwell rate might be. And it says the following, "Click-through data has proven to be a critical resource for improving search ranking visibility." But it also says, "Though a large amount of click data can be easily collected by search engines, various biases make it difficult to fully leverage this type of data." All right, so what do folks in the industry think? So Ahrefs interviewed Danny Sullivan when he was at Search Engine Land, and he said the following, quote, "I think Google probably tries to measure and use engagement as part of its ranking algorithm. I think precisely how it does this isn't known. I think too many SEOs obsess that it must be click-through rate. Largely doesn't matter. As marketers, you want people engaging with your content first and foremost. So focus on that and you'll probably align with what Google wants," end quote. "I agree. I ultimately think that you want more clicks from search and you want more people to stay on your website and convert. So tracking things like organic click-through rate from keywords that are relevant to the specific optimized landing pages and then ensuring that those people stay and convert, that just makes good business sense." So how do you measure dwell time? I think it's essential to ensure, first and foremost, that your Google Analytics implementation gives you the best bounce rate metric possible by tracking web conversions that lead off your site and external links, etc. And then you should start measuring bounce rate metrics from your organic search visits only when the keyword perfectly aligns with the landing page that it's sort of assigned to. Now, what is a good dwell rate? You should know that dwell rate's totally subjective, and it's based on whether or not you've provided a comprehensive answer to the query. Some questions require shorter answers. Also, it'll depend on whether or not your page is uniquely matched to the search intent behind that keyword for which it ranks. So how do you keep people and increase dwell time? Since we've kind of talked about how that makes good business sense regardless. you should strategically add internal links. And this works because you're going to send visitors to other content that they may want to read. Ideally, it would be the next question in their mind based on the searcher's journey mapping you've already conducted. It also increases the likelihood that visitors will view more than one page on your website. It will also help Google navigate to more pages on your site. So it's a good idea all around. So that's your tip for today. Think about increasing the dwell time on your site by looking at your bounce rate metrics from organic search visits and strategically creating internal links. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.